This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Hiplin. Cosmetics maker L'Oreal announced today it's planning on building solar panels to power two of its plants, including one in North Little Rock. Joining me to discuss this is Eric Fox, manager of the North Little Rock facility. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Michael.
Why did your company decide to make this kind of investment in solar power?
Well, I think this is it's an important part of our renewable energy strategy for the site. What started with us 5 years ago is a 60-panel demonstration project that was designed to generate enough renewable energy to power all of our exterior campus lighting has since evolved into what will soon be a 4,000-panel, 1.2-megawatt solar farm in what will be the third largest commercial installation in the state. So we've got about a 900,000-square-foot facility here right off I-40 in North Little Rock and a 100-acre campus. And we'll break ground later this year, and by the middle of next year, we'll complete construction on what will be an 18-acre solar array.
And how much of the plant's power will come from that solar array?
It will generate more than 10% of the total electrical needs. It'll be powered with a power plant that will tie directly into the site. So each day when the sun is up, we'll be drawing 1.2 megawatts to power the factory, and it'll produce about 1.5 million kilowatt hours per year of electricity. It's an important aspect for us because what it will also help do is eliminate about 1,400 tons of CO2 emissions per year.
And you mentioned this will make it Arkansas's third largest commercial array of solar panels. Describe what the project and the panel will look like.
So it's one of the few large ones in the state, and I think it'll have a great visual footprint because it's going to be right alongside the interstate on I-40, so you can imagine thousands of cars each day driving past. We'll get to see this 18 acres of solar panels, and hopefully it will also not only increase awareness about solar energy and renewable and sustainable power, but we can also perhaps be a catalyst for other investments of commercial or industrial businesses in the state to make these types of investments into renewable technologies.
And what will it take to actually build this, and how long to construct?
So we'll break ground later this year. We're going to complete all the engineering studies here in the next several months, and we'll break ground by the end of this year, and the entire construction will be complete by the middle of next year. And it's a very exciting time for us. And when we talk about our renewable energy strategy, I think that, combined with the state-of-the-art manufacturing capability of our factory, is going to enable our site to remain the world leader in cosmetics manufacturing for decades to come.
And
the North Little Rock plant is it's over 40 years old, and we've proudly produced billions of products for the Maybelline and L'Oreal Paris brands.
Yeah, it's been there over 40 years and employs nearly 500 people. And I guess it's worth noting that this project and a similar one you're announcing now in Florence, Kentucky, are both being developed by a Little Rock-based company, Scenic Hill Solar.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So we started a partnership last summer with Bill Halter, who's the CEO of Scenic Hill Solar. And Bill's certainly a well-known person to many Arkansans, formerly serving as our lieutenant governor. And he's a very technologically savvy person and very entrepreneurial. And I think that he's really brought forward some fantastic solutions. And L'Oreal's very proud to partner with Scenic Hill. And what began as an idea here with just the North Little Rock plant has now spread to also encompass our Florence manufacturing site as well, and what will be the largest solar installation in the state of Kentucky.
That's Eric Fox, plant manager of L'Oreal's North Little Rock facility, on today's announcement of a large solar project to help power that North Little Rock plant. Eric, thanks for talking with me.
It's a pleasure, Michael. Thank you for having us.
This is 89.1 KUAR.